This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Good news. Jobs added to the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says 257,000 jobs were created last month. Hourly earnings took the biggest jump since 2008. The Labor Department report also revised the numbers in December and November higher. By itself, November job growth at 423,000 beats all the monthly numbers for the past 17 years. The unemployment rate now stands at 5.7%, squeaking up from 5.6% last month. But economists say the better number to watch is labor force participation. That's up, and that's a sign that some of the hardcore unemployed are seeing some benefits in the steady economic growth. How hard will it be to get beyond this mid-fives plateau in the unemployment rate? It might be quite difficult, even though there are a lot of people who, in theory, could easily enter the workforce, but for a little checkbox on a job application asking about past criminal records. According to the National Employment Law Project, an estimated 70 million people have something on their records that could show up on an employment background check. If an applicant checks the box that says they were once convicted of a crime, the chance of being turned down goes way up. Some states have passed laws banning the checkbox, and Jared Bernstein wants a national ban. He's former chief economist to Vice President Joe Biden and a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, author of the forthcoming book, The Reconnection Agenda, Reuniting Growth and Broadly Shared Prosperity. Jared, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So what do you think a job applicant faces when they see that box on an application?
What I think they face is a considerable discrimination, but we actually know this, at least from some research that suggests that men with previous criminal convictions work fewer weeks than people who don't. They earn 40% less than similar non-offenders, and their earnings are less than half compared to people who haven't faced incarceration.
And this is because they don't get jobs, or once they're on the job, the fact that they have this record means employers are far less likely to give them hours?
Well, it's both. And if you can't get a job, it's obviously hard for you to build up the kind of experience with which you usually gain pay advantages over time. So they interact in a negative way.
How many people does this affect?
Over 70 million people have a conviction or have some history of an arrest that can show up on a routine background check for employment. Over 70 million. Now, some of those folks actually didn't commit a crime at all. It's just that there was an arrest made that was later reversed. But they still, because of some pretty sloppy record keeping, could face a background check and still have an arrest history.
Now, if you are an employer, isn't it in your interest to know if someone's been convicted of a felony?
Absolutely, and not just a felony, also lesser crimes. And in fact, I don't know of anyone in this business that I'm talking about, which is trying to help give those folks a better chance, who's saying employers shouldn't know. What we're typically talking about is that employers don't need to find out right off the bat because of the potential for their discrimination and not even giving the person a chance to make a first impression. And so probably one of the more important interventions in this space is something called Ban the Box, which simply says that at the first stage of a job interview, the employer doesn't need to have a checkbox as to whether someone's got a criminal record.
They can ask that in an interview. That would be appropriate in your view.
That's right. The idea of Ban the Box is based off of this idea that the likelihood of getting a call back for an interview, even for the most entry-level position, drops off by half when someone says they have an arrest or a conviction history. What the fair hiring practices suggest is that you exclude this question from the initial application, and then if someone gets over that first hurdle, employers absolutely have the right to conduct background checks after that.
What do you think the impact is on the unemployment rate of having this kind of a number?
I think it's a very significant impact. One of the problems we have here is that this problem is somewhat invisible to the unemployment rate. You're actually leaving out a number of people who just aren't covered by these surveys, in no small part because of their interaction with the criminal justice system. I got into this issue very much in the spirit of what we're talking about. One of my primary goals in my work as an economist is trying to get the country back to full employment, a situation where we have a very tight job market and the number of job seekers is tightly matched to the number of jobs. Well, it pretty quickly occurred to me that we'll never achieve full employment unless we have a strategy for the literally tens of millions of people who face steep barriers to employment because of their criminal record. So that's what we're going after here.
Jared Bernstein is a former chief economist to Vice President Joe Biden and a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He's author of the forthcoming book, The Reconnection Agenda, Reuniting Growth and Broadly Shared Prosperity.